I want you to go where Jesus is. I want you to go where I'm going to go. I've got so many that's on the other side now. Little house I grew up in, it was five kids, my mom and dad and my pa. It's me and my sister left. The rest of them's gone on to be with the Lord. And I don't know if my sister, the one that's left, she's never told of being saved. And I want her to be where I am. But most of all, I want to be where Jesus is.
Amen.
And I'm going to be.
Amen.
I don't want to be, but I'm going to be. Yeah. And that's nothing because what I've done, but what He's done for me. I want to read to you in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John. Most of the stuff we read today will be coming out of the book of John. And there'll be a little come out of the Old Testament to talk about a few things over there. But y'all pray for us today. In the 32nd verse in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John, it says, "The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. And then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, and we shall not find him, and will he go unto the desperate among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this? He said, Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come." And we're going to read a little bit further on that in the 8th chapter here in a minute to do that. But he told them here, he said, "You'll seek me and you'll not find me, and where I go, you cannot come." And I want you to know today, I believe anybody and everybody can be saved by God's grace. I believe no matter who you are, what nation you're from, or what color your skin, whether you're a Gentile or Jew, it doesn't make no difference. You can be saved by God's grace. But He plainly told them, "Whither I go, you cannot come." Now, why couldn't they come? Whether He was going, He said, "I'm going to the one that sent me." He was going to be with the Father, but He told them plainly, "You cannot come." And when we get in the 8th chapter, we'll find out what He was saying about that, why they couldn't come. But I want you to know why they couldn't come. The reason they won't be able to go to where He is today is because of the sin of unbelief. They did not believe that He was the Messiah. They did not believe that He was Christ. The Bible says He came into His own, and His own received Him not, but as many received Him, He gave power to become sons of God. Those Jews and Pharisees, teachers of the Word of God, the scribes, they knew it inside and out. They knew of the Messiah that was coming, but they did not recognize Him when He stood in front of them and taught. And I want you to know today, lost people today still do not recognize when the Spirit of God comes by, or when the man of God stands up and cries and pours his heart out, tells them that they desire for them to be saved by God's grace, that they might be able to go where Jesus is, and they still do not believe. Why do people say, why are they not getting saved? They're not getting saved because they don't believe. You've got to get to a point that you believe in Him more than you do mama and daddy. You believe in Him more than you do what you're able to see. You believe in Him more than you do your next breath. He told Nicodemus, he said, "You must be born again. How to see the kingdom of heaven." He said, "How can these things be? Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb?" He said, "Listen to me." He told him, "That which is born of the Spirit, the Spirit, and that which is born of the flesh, is flesh." Listen to me today. You must be born again. You must believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, that He was sent, that He come and died for your sins. He come and hung on a cross. He took upon the world's sin. Until you get to the point that you believe in Him more than you do anything else, you'll not be able to go whither He is. And I want you to know how you're going to have to put your trust and a living Savior. You're going to have to repent and realize you're a sinner. There's so many people today have a hard time believing that they're a sinner. I want you to realize it's hard to believe sometimes as we look at these little boys and girls that they're sinners. But listen to me. By the Word of God, their righteousness is filthy rags. Once they become countable in the sight of God, the sins they've committed until they're born again. I want you to realize how they'll die in their sins. In the 8th chapter, Jesus still speaking. Now I want you to realize that they sent those guards and officers to go arrest Jesus, and they come back. They asked, they said, "Where's he at?" And they said, "Never a man spoke of this man." I want you to know when Jesus speaks, there's power in it. But I want you to realize also, preachers don't get discouraged when you stand and preach, when you call out from the bottom of your heart, doing the best you can as God's given to you. They rejected Jesus, and they're going to reject us also. There'll be no excuses. Listen, these words spake Jesus in the treasury, and he taught in the temple. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them. He said again unto them. He done said it once. Listen, he's going to say it again. I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Listen, where I go, you cannot come. What did he tell them? You're going to die in your sins. Why? Because you do not believe me. I want to tell you, it's a difference in starting seeking the Lord and finish seeking the Lord. I preached here a while back, you got to go all the way. I want you to, what was his name? I can't even think of his name. Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. That was the starting of seeking Jesus, but he didn't get there till he come down from the sycamore tree. You've got to come down and humble yourself. If you're ever going to be saved, you're going to have to humble yourself. Do away with the foolish pride. Let people, don't tell how many people in hell right now at this moment because of this altar. They're scared of it. I want you to know it becomes a stumbling stone to them. Don't be scared to humble yourself in the sight of God. The Bible says, humble yourself and he shall lift you up. I want you to realize, don't be ashamed of the call on God. Don't be ashamed to cry. So many people are so full of pride anymore and ashamed to cry. I told y'all about when my great-granddaddy died, and I sat with my pa and my daddy at the funeral. I sat there and I was going to be just as big a man as they was. I had on my little Sunday best. They bought it just for the funeral. I was sitting there, just a little fella, and I looked at them. That preacher preached, and my mama, my aunts, and all of them was crying. And everybody in the house was crying. My daddy, my pa was sitting there like men. And they sit there and they never shed a tear. I was just killed inside. I wanted to cry so bad. We got out to the car. I was sitting there and my nose just started bleeding. It was running down on my pretty shirt. Mama said, "Son, what's wrong with you?" I said, "Mama, I believe I need to cry." I'll never forget the words that come out of my dear old mama's mouth. She said, "Cry, son. Amen. There's no shame in crying. Jesus wept. Never been a greater man on this earth. A manly man in Jesus wept. There's no shame in crying. There's no shame in believing. believing in God. There's no shame in knowing you're a sinner. The shame is not doing something about it. When my mama died, then we went up there to the funeral home. They had the time for your family to meet first. We went in there and I had to be the man. I was the only man left in the family. I went in there. I was determined. I was going to be strong for all the rest of them. I was going to help them through this. I'm the man of God. I'm the man of this family now. I'm the man. And we were standing yonder and I watched all my family weep and cry. I looked down on my shirt and blood was running down my nose and dripping down on my pretty white shirt. And them old words ring back to me again. Just cry, son. Just cry. Do not let pride take you to hell. Those Pharisees and Sadducees, chief priests, they was all too powerful to deal to a humble man like Jesus that come riding in to a Jerusalem on a donkey. Yeah, yeah. They was too big a man. Yeah. Don't be so big of a man that you have to spend eternity in hell. Where I am, you'll never get to go. He said you'll die in your sins because why do you not believe and you're not going to? You can believe.
Amen.
Then said the Jews, will he kill himself because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are far beneath, and I are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are the world, and I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for ye believe not that I am he. Ye shall die in your sins. He made it plain there. Because you not believe, you shall die in your sins. I want you to say, I know he told them once. He said, those who believed in the only begotten name of the Son of God is not condemned, but those who believe not is condemned already. I want you to know they was condemned in their sins, and he knew they wasn't going to believe, and he knew they was going to die in them. I want you to know you still can believe. The only sin will take you to hell is a sin of unbelief. Blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. I want you to know you need to believe today.
Amen.
You need to believe with all your heart. And if you do, you can be where he's at.
Amen.
And not only where he's at, you can be where mom and daddy's going to be if they've been saved. With all of God's children. I thought about going home so many times. I've got so many friends and so many loved ones that have gone on. We're reading the Bible about men when they've died and gone to be gathered. Oh, man. One of the ones I guess I've always loved is about Jacob Israel. I'll read it to you. He said, and Jacob had made in his commandments to his sons, and he gathered his feet up into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. I don't believe that means that where my family's buried at Strom Cemetery.
Amen.
I believe he was gathered with them in heaven.
Amen.
It said over here, when it talked about his daddy, Isaac, and it said Isaac in the
the 35th chapter and 29th verse. Said, and I gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. Listen, being old, full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. He was gathered unto his people before he was buried. So when I hear people say that's talking about the graveyard, that's a lie. When you take your last breath, when it's all over, said and done, then you will, your destiny is set. You'll either be gathered with God's people or you'll go to a devil's hell. I don't know where you'll have no family. You say, well, what if my mom and daddy's there? You won't have no family there. There won't be no love there. There won't be no peace. I hear people say, we're going to have a party in hell. I want to tell you, only party to be going on is a worship party. You'll be praying and asking God, but then you have died in your sins and it'll be too late then. It said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You can either do it here today or you can do it in a devil's hell. But listen to me, you're going to do it. But only difference is then it'll be too late. Are you hearing me today? Being where he is, I'm going to be where he is. If you want to be with me, you're going to have to get things fixed with God. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's what David said. He didn't say, if I live good enough, I'll walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He didn't say, I might walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. The only thing can do that is a dose of salvation. True, heartfelt, born again, know that you're a child of God and know where your destination is. That's the only thing can do that. Let your hearts not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye will be also. Where I am, I'm going to be where Jesus is. And he said, ye will be also. Once again, he didn't say, if y'all live good enough from this day point. He said, where I am, ye that are born again of the Spirit will be there also. That may not mean much to you, but it means a lot to me. I want to be at his feet. I want to worship him just as Mary Magdalene did. Amen. I want to be right there and see his nail-scarred hands. Yeah. I want to see what he had to go through for me. The Bible, most of all, the Bible says in the Hebrew letter and in chapter 11 over there, I believe it is, it talks about, they look for a city. I'm looking for a city not made with man's hands. That's the city he's going to prepare for us. The mansions he's going to prepare for us. That's not made with man's hands. I want you to know, it's a city, it says, a place where he'll not be ashamed to be called their God. God will never be ashamed of me again. So many times through my life I've been a broken vessel. I've been something that all mankind would think just throw him away ain't no count. But thanks be to God, he never saw me that way. Amen. And thanks be to God, when I get in that land, he won't have to be ashamed of me no more. I'll never fail him again. Because I'm going to be where he is, and I'm going to be like him. David said in the, I believe it was the 20th verse of the 17th chapter of Psalms, he said, I'll be satisfied when I awake from my sleep and I'm in thy likeness. In other words, when he's resurrected, he's going to be likened unto the Son of God. And we're not going to only be where he is, we're going to be like him. No more sin, brother. This old filthy flesh will be gone. Never no more. It'll be changed. It'll be changed in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
And it'll be sanctified, completely sanctified. We're working on sanctification. Sanctification begins in regeneration, but I want you to know it ends. I believe when we get there. And I believe we'll have a body then that's completely sanctified.
Amen.
Listen to me. You want to go where he's at? You believe in him. You believe in him more than you do mom and daddy. You believe in him more than you do the air that you're breathing in. If you'll believe in him with all your heart, he'll save you. I believe that. Whether you're this tall, or this tall, whether you're 6 years old or you're 60, he don't care. Whether you're yellow, black, white, or brown, it don't make no difference to him. He is looking for a broken heart, a crushed heart, one that has no other hope than him. And a contrite spirit. Give it to him today. And you can be where he is. Or you can just not believe. And I read it to you. You can't go if you don't believe. And you'll die in your sins. You can be born again today.
Amen.
That's my message. I pray somebody will take heed to it. This altar is open. But most of all, don't let this altar get in your way.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to cry today. Don't be ashamed to call out on God today.
Yes.
Little Ashley, I don't think she's here today. She may be out in the parking lot. That night she come to the altar during her spring revival. Yeah. Honey, there wasn't. She wasn't worried.
That's right.
She wasn't ashamed. And neither can you be.
Right.
Pour it all out to God today. And you'll be able to go where he is. As we stand and sing, brother, if you got a song, would you come today? Come to the altar and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.